Right, that's it. Come on, lights out. You've got a test tomorrow.
Just 2 minutes. I'm about to reach the next level.
It's going off now.
Yeah, whatever.
Let's see. Where's the app? Oh, here it is. Ha.
What? How?
Oh, no. You're out. Better luck next time.
Mom!
It's game over for late nights on school nights. EE Wi-Fi controls help you get them off the Wi-Fi and into bed. More parents are choosing EE Broadband, the UK's fastest growing broadband provider.
To verify, see ee.co.uk/claims.
Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Monday, June 9th. I'm Victoria Craig for The Wall Street Journal. Apple unveiled a number of software updates today, the first day of its Worldwide Developers Conference dubbed WWDC. Consumers might delight in new ways to fight spam or make use of live translation on FaceTime or in text messages. But investors were not delighted after the company's senior vice president of software engineering said an upgraded Siri needed, quote, more time to meet our high bar. Shares of the company ticked lower as the conference got underway and didn't recover through the remainder of the trading session. The stock closed down more than 1%. On tomorrow's Tech News Briefing podcast, we'll dive into the upgrades Apple did and did not make to its suite of devices. You can find that conversation right here in this podcast feed. Elsewhere, Warner Brothers Discovery says it's splitting itself into two separate publicly traded companies. One will be home to its HBO Max streaming service and its movie studio and TV production business, while the second will include cable networks, including CNN, TNT, TBS, and dozens of other channels and international holdings. The decision effectively separates what a 2022 merger brought together. Warner said the move will unlock shareholder value and allow each company to be more nimble in a rapidly changing media landscape. And finally, Qualcomm says it's reached a $2.4 billion deal to buy UK-listed semiconductor company Alphawave IP Group. The transaction aims to boost the U.S. chipmaker's portfolio of tech used for AI, data centers, and data storage. Alphawave specializes in designing high-speed connectivity technology that allows data to travel faster using lower power. It serves customers with data centers, AI, 5G wireless infrastructure, and autonomous vehicles. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Tuesday's Tech News Briefing podcast.